Ladies and gentlemen, I gave Daniel's creative freedom, and he can say whatever you want, and that's what he came up with today. This is really good.
Yes, I'm okay with that.
I am okay with that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nerd New York. My name is Giovanni Anglin. I'm a certified G and a bona... wrong gimmick. Sorry, guys. Sorry about that. But yeah, I'm Giovanni Anglin. Welcome to the show. And today, I got my friends with me. He is texting Barack Obama right now on the phone. Mr. Satish Ram, what's up?
What's up? Here's the Ram coming at you. I'm okay with the bona fide G nickname for you, by the way, though, because, you know.
My name is G.
Yeah, no, it makes perfect sense. Just bona fide G and a certified
thug.
There we go.
And you can't teach that.
Thank you very much. And speaking of you can't teach that, that just soothing voice. It's just such a great voice.
One of your better segues, by the way.
Thank you very much.
The man of 1,004 voices.
The game.
Daniel Lashley, the African-American dragon.
You show me up on my own show and I
hyphen
don't like
Smith.
That, sir.
Just say hyphen Smith after him. It'll make him like, it brings him down to earth.
Thank you. Yeah, hyphen Smith.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, everyone. And today... Nerd New York is brought to you by Poland Spring Water. Poland Spring Water, it's so refreshing. It's a proud sponsor of Nerd New York and YCRadio.org.
This would, again, be really wonderful if we had video here because...
Yeah.
Are we being paid to say this?
Absolutely not. But we will one day. Uh-oh, Brian wants to say something. Okay, sorry, he's just putting on his headphones. Well, anyway...
I thought he's upset because of the fact that we just promoted something so willingly.
Nah. Well, anyway, let's start the show, man. So... Today is the 19th of November, and tomorrow is the 20th of November, which means Jessica Jones is going to be set to air tomorrow on Netflix.
There we go.
How do you feel?
At 3 a.m. in this morning, I am going to binge everything.
This is what I don't like about you, Daniel, because you just don't like let it just sit there, okay? You just want to go all in, and then you're going to be like, I want more.
I'm not a binge person, yeah, because of that, actually.
Exactly.
It's like the idea, because I am part of this instant gratification culture. Mm-hmm. So it's really hard for me to sit there and deny it, mind you. It's hard for me to sit there and not watch every episode.
Right.
But I know that if I breeze through everything, I'm going to be really upset unless I can get to like the end of it. You know?
Exactly.
Actually, I have a thing. I might hold off on Jessica Jones until like Wednesday because I'm taking a ride down to North Carolina. So I'm going to just...
But you're going to bring your technology with you.
Of course I'm going to bring my cell phone with me.
Like that's, I figured you'd have like a laptop or an iPad or something.
No, my laptop's broken at this point.
What did you do?
It fell on the floor in English class.
Ooh,
that's a shame.
Already. So what do you guys think about Jessica Jones, man? I'm excited for it because two things. One, it's in Hell's Kitchen. And two, it's canon with everything else. So this is happening when Daredevil's going on.
Yeah, the canon thing is what has me excited because there's so much going on right now that's really in relevance to one another. And it's really a smart way of promotion. Just like watch everything or watch nothing. You got to keep up with all or you just can't keep up. Okay. And that's really smart on their part.
Also, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. changed something with canon.
Oh, what is that really?
Apparently, Hydra has been around a lot longer than World War II.
Huh. That's interesting. How come? How do they do that?
Apparently, Hydra, before it was really Hydra, it really just dates back to ancient times, and their whole thing was trying to get things from other worlds to conquer the Inhumans.
Yes.
They're trying to get there's this one Inhuman that was sent there, and they tend to send, and they sent.
Which one was it? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know this Inhuman because I'm thinking it might be Maximus the Mad.
Uh-huh.
But this Inhuman is they're trying to lead it back and they're trying to make an army of Inhumans to lead it to conquer the Earth.
Whew.
By the way, ignore me on my phone, guys, because I'm trying to register for classes because shout outs to your college.
Oh man, we did this on Black Seinfeld.
Blocking
already.
Me from registering because
go
of a
on,
15
Brian.
Cent
I
thing.
I know. Go on.
I was going to say that he's just, you know, like Barack Obama is texting him back. That's why he's.
Why is he on Anonymous too? How did you?
He could be like, yo, sorry.
Just ruined the illusion.
You should have been like, sorry guys, if you hear my alarm ringing, it's just me and B Boogie just on the phone right now, just texting.
Would B Boogie be a nickname for you think he would?
Yeah, Kevin Hart did it.
But like, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't roll off the tongue like B Dizzy or like B. I don't know. I mean, you can't go with B.O. for the obvious reasons because that sounds like an insult.
Well,
yeah. But
why don't you just call him by his basketball name, Barry Obama?
Barry Obama.
Barry Obama.
It sounds like a guy that can play for the Globetrotters. I'm in.
Yeah, Triple H would endorse him already. Barry Obama. Get it.
Get
Barry.
Out. Get out. What's on the ledger today, my friend?
What's on the ledger today? Since Daniel was talking about Marvel, I figured some Marvel comics would help us out real quick. And, of course, we're going to have some new comic books coming this 2016. But here's some of the big ones that I'm super excited for. And it's going to be the first issues. You got Old Man Logan, Silver Surfer, Spider-Man and Deadpool.
Yes.
Captain Marvel, woo! Rocket Raccoon, and Groot.
Yes. Okay.
That seems
also, I'm going to add a new one. What's all that? New, all different Avengers. We got on the squad is Miss Marvel, Kamala Khan, Spider-Man, Miles Morales.
Yeah.
We got Richard Rider. What's his name? Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'll talk about that right now.
We'll talk about it. Keep going. Go ahead.
There's Nova.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Iron Man, Tony Stark. Yeah. Captain obviously. America, Sam Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Black Man.
You got Thor, which is Thor. Which,
I hate that there's no tagline, by the way.
Not female Thor. Sorry, guys.
It's just Thor.
Not female Thor.
And mm-hmm. The Vision.
Nice.
Nice.
I'll rock with that. Let's go. I'm going to get that.
That's a cool team.
And also, recently that came out was CM Punk's Drax the Destroyer.
Yes.
Yeah, and he wants to write for Punisher, right? That's what
he does. So, that's like, his big
this
dream.
This is his little like test.
Yeah, and people are saying it's really witty. It was funny at times.
And the whole thing is Drax is the guy who really wants to kill one guy. Punisher is the guy who wants to kill all everything. Criminals.
So that's kind of a nice step up, I would assume, right? Like logically.
But technically, the Punisher's dead.
Is he?
Yes. He died at the...
For the record, is that a spoiler or not? I just want to...
No, he died like months ago.
Okay, cool.
They're going to bring him back. It's not like Wolverine.
No, but there's a new... The Punisher's going to be... There's a new Punisher and he's going to be black now.
There's a lot of ethnic superheroes. And speaking of ethnic superheroes...
Before that, yeah, Barack Obama just helped me register for my classes. Thank you for saving me from your college. But, as presidential pardons, man. But no, something I wanted to bring up that I thought was really cool. It's one of those things that's like, who else would I bring it to but you guys? So I was out of the comic book store. I need to pick up something for... Now, I'm from Guyana. I don't know if I mentioned that. I'm in South America, mm-hmm. West Indian. And I have family who, based in Indian culture. Now, I was out buying comic books for Christmas gifts because they celebrate Christmas pretty big back home in Guyana, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking through stuff, and I go through the aisles, and I see Chakra the Invincible. And I see, at the top of it, made by Stan Lee. So Stan Lee's Chakra the Invincible. And for those, so this is an ethnic superhero. This is a young boy named Raju Rai,
uh-huh.
who is essentially, he stumbles into the supersuit of his mentor.
Yeah.
And he has to face the powerful Boss Yama.
Which, basically, guys, he's an Indian superhero, okay?
He's an Indian superhero. And, like, it takes place in Mumbai.
Nice.
And it's legitimate, like, so this is a legitimate Indian superhero comic. And I showed them what it looked like. There was a little animated series that'll be out on Cartoon Network, I believe, at the end of this month.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
I wonder if it's going to be really, I hope it's really good, because Cartoon Network's been getting real good superheroes.
I mean, to be fair, it looks like it's a pretty, from my first impression, because I bought them the first three issues, and I bought myself an extra copy of the first issue for, collector's reasons.
Right.
And it looks pretty straightforward. It's not groundbreaking in terms of, storyline or anything. That being said,
what is this,
that it's...
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but what is his powers exactly?
So it's a super suit that he gets that the super suit activates all of his chakras, which turns him, as when he has it on, superhuman. So that's why he's called Chakra the Invincible.
That is
and
awesome.
Like, I really, I guess it's somewhat of a nice moment for me, because even if the story and plot is kind of bad, this is a really nice step in a direction that I must respect.
Well, yeah, but the thing about it is it doesn't need to be groundbreaking. It doesn't need to be something we've never seen before. It's
already groundbreaking
good.
In itself. Okay,
that's what. Yeah, in terms of point. Like the fact that they've made that step.
Yeah,
And I'm really happy. And if those of you haven't seen it, the art is really fun. It looks really, like, it's got some wit to it as well.
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to seeing more. I haven't read issues 2 and 3 yet. I'm going to read it before I send it to them because I want to, you know, I want to keep up on it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Okay, guys. So I just want to scream and rejoice because this series is almost over. It's already over, basically. The Hunger Games, it's done. It's over with. Yes. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy for this, okay? First off, it's a good book. It's a really great series, but it's just it can't come close to Harry Potter.
Why did you need to cut the last book into two? I hate that.
Yeah,
now.
Man. And and let's be clear, like the third book is not even the best book out of the trilogy. Like the third book pisses me off, to be honest. But it's gonna be cool to see what they do with it. Cause I don't want to spoil it, but it just irks me.
I skipped Harry Potter 7 Part 1.
Uh-huh.
Cuz I'm like, I know what happens. I've read the book.
Yeah.
Let me just skip to Part 2 where I see spoiler alert, Voldemort dies.
But
Voldemort
we all know. We all know. Come on.
Actually, supposedly we've all been pronouncing Voldemort wrong.
Yeah, apparently it's Voldemort.
The T is silent,
sir.
Believe it or not.
Voldemort.
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 Voldemort. Like in Colbert.
Yeah.
Which was hilarious because on his show he had a spaz out because he was like, so you're comparing Voldemort to me.
My name. Yeah, thanks. Pretty much.
But
that's a good comparison. No, we're not saying he's evil. It's just the name.
But of course it's Colbert, so he's going to go on a little, you know, it's a show.
Yeah.
I get this. I don't like it, but I get it. It's a market thing. Mm-hmm. Harry Potter, I think, started a horrible trend by doing that.
Yeah. This is Harry Potter's fault. And the Avengers are going to do this as well.
The Avengers are doing it too.
The difference with the Avengers, I can accept because.
Oh, boy.
The Avengers are more like a. It's like.
Bias.
Okay.
Bias.
Yes, I am biased. There we go. Gio, I am biased.
Now defend with your bias.
Defend your bias.
I will defend my bias because with comic books like Secret Wars, it's broken up into parts.
Okay.
Right.
And it's. At least it's two parts. It's not like 1, 2, 3 or 8 and the movie's delayed.
So,
but I'm just saying, like, part one's just big build-ups.
I liked Harry Potter.
You read Harry Potter, all the books?
Yes, I read it.
Did you read the seventh book in one sitting?
No, not at all.
So would you say that you read it broken up into parts?
Yeah, I guess so.
I just wanted to clarify.
Ooh.
Good point. I think I feel burned.
I'm not defending it. I'm not. I think it's a terrible, like, for the consumer, it's a terrible practice. Because for them, of course, they're making tons of money.
Yeah, because part one is usually big build-up, big build-up, big build-up. Part two, everything goes down here.
Right.
You miss nothing in the first one, really, except for one important thing.
I think the split for this is that the Hunger Games, it's not, I mean, early reviews are not like, oh, this is not the second coming of Jesus.
No,
so.
It's either, like, it's really cool, and the other one is like, I'm happy it's over, time for a Star Wars.
Right, so that's what I mean. Like, I think if you're going to do this two-part split, you kind of do have to follow that formula.
Yeah.
Where the first one builds amazing suspense, and the second one blows everyone out of the water.
Yeah.
Like, early reviews are not
strong in
terms of blowing you out of the water.
Exactly.
So they may have flubbed up a little bit here.
And plus, the whole thing is Mockingjay is not the best book out of the trilogy, too. I think the second one is dope, just dope. Third one, no, because I'm Team Gale and...
I've never read the Hunger Games, so I didn't even watch the movie. So.
Fair enough, man. You're not really missing much. It's not a big phenomena as people portray it to be.
I think because of the age of when it came out for us. Because for us, Harry Potter was the world.
We
were the generation that Harry Potter
hit. People say this. Look,
Harry Potter kept us reading.
Harry Potter is the closest thing in our generation to Star Wars. And I believe that wholeheartedly because you can go really in-depth with Star Wars and you could go so in-depth with Harry Potter. Like, you could get cheap merch for Star Wars, and you could get cheap merch for Harry Potter, and then you could get so much, like, expensive replica wands in Harry Potter. And you could get expensive replica lightsabers in Star Wars, so that's the two. I think, like, we have Harry Potter, they have Star Wars.
Did you also know that Harry Potter actually has a prequel coming out?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, Fantastical Beasts and Where They Are, Where to Find
Them. Yeah, and there's already some little spin-off books in the stores, by the way, which are not that bad. I've seen them. Barnes and Noble's carries. Mm-hmm. Queens listeners.
Yeah,
Barnes and Noble's in Queens are closing down. So I'm not even doing this to promote anything. Black Friday is coming up. If you want to grab some books,
yeah.
Barnes & Noble's in Queens, especially the Forest Hills branch, because I love it there.
Uh-huh. Oh, did they shut down the one near St. John's?
Shutting down the one in Bayside. They're shutting down. All Barnes & Noble's in Queens will be done by the end of this December.
Shout out to Brooklyn. We out here. We still got that.
Yeah, if you're in Queens, Street, we out here. I live in Queens, so Forest Hills, Barnes & Noble, they've got 40% off on almost anything.
Yeah.
Black Friday's coming up. If you're a Harry Potter fan, a Hunger Games fan, go for it, because why not? They've got the European covers now, too, by the way, which are really, really nice.
Okay.
I will admit to this.
Harry Potter, it's the Philosopher's Stone.
Yeah, Europe. And it's got, and they've got the American names with European art too. They've got a whole mix of things. They've also got the first book, The Sorcerer's Stone, for us.
Yeah,
like completely redrawn as if it was like a large like comic book type thing.
That is wild,
and it's
dude.
Like $40, but it's really really interesting.
It's really good that you brought up Black Friday because the holiday season is upon us, and it's been a while since we actually had some tech news.
And we won't be here next week.
Won't be here, so that's why I want to give you guys some tech news. Okay, so Microsoft guys is coming out. Well, it already came out with a computer called the Microsoft Surface Book. Okay.
Okay.
I want you to look at this book. Okay, you guys are not going to see it, obviously, but I'm going to post it on the Facebook page, facebook.com/NerdNewYork. What do you think about the Microsoft Surface Book? And yes, the first thing you will realize is yes, it does resemble the Mac.
Yes.
Pro.
Like it literally, like from the back, it looks like you ripped the Apple logo off.
Yes.
And put the Windows logo.
So yeah, guys, they basically took off the Apple logo and put the Windows logo in. What do you think about it, Daniel?
Is it more expensive than the
Apple? Oh, let me read you some of the perks for this nice device there. So it's up to 12 hours of battery life. You have the solid state drive up to a terabyte, sixth generation Intel Corp i5 or i7 processor. You got an NVIDIA graphics card.
Okay.
1 gigabyte GDDR5 memory. It's detachable, so it can also become a tablet as well. And it has that stupid stylus pen. I don't want. And the starting price is $1,500.
$1,500. I mean, as not a huge techie, I've got an Asus laptop that I picked up for $900 that pretty much does all of that except for the transform into a tablet.
Right.
Run same graphic card, same memory. And
see, the thing is, like, they're trying to compete with Mac, and I don't think it'll ever compete.
I don't think that'll work.
That'll never happen.
Now they've got a better chance than they did 5 years ago for the obvious reasons.
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you, and this is why. Because Macs create their laptops for it to last. Like, there's some people that still have their Macs from 2008, and it's 2015, almost 16 now. And the thing is, like, the updates with Mac, they make it compatible for those laptops still. And the thing with Microsoft and their computers is you still get viruses. It doesn't matter how cool it looks, still gonna get a virus. Max,
that's funny. I was with you up to the virus thing because I feel like antiviruses are out enough that I can deal with that. But your point about the updates and making it more viable so these older machines can run on that, that's a really good one because you look at I'll admit to this as a Windows user.
Yeah.
Some of the newer OSs just you can't run them on older systems.
Right.
Or if you try to run them on older systems, there's a lot of problems.
It's just very not going to work.
And so I'll admit to that. Now, as a Windows user, I'm not transferring anytime soon. I'm very used to the Windows layout. I like it. I'm on Windows 10.
Fair enough.
But I think that's a good point. That's a really good argument because the virus thing feels a little old because I feel like at this point, the people who are getting viruses are the people who are deserving viruses. Like, you know,
Cut out with the porn, guys.
You open up the email that's like the Persian prince who's offering you $1.5 million.
Or the king of Nigeria.
Right?
Yeah. Prince Hakim.
You know, the sad thing is.
What's that?
Like, that's now become so much of a thing that it's actually a skit in cartoon shows? Yeah, the cartoon show.
Everyone gets it. Like, everyone, if you could mention that to anyone who has an email,
that is true.
Will be able to identify. Like, for those of you who don't have an email,
it's a scam.
How are you listening to the show? But if you don't have an email, how did you find your way to this?
Word. How did you get a resume in?
You have a job.
Right. But another thing about that is, I feel like Macs are just dedicated more to like producing and editing and all that stuff. And Windows for me is just more for gaming, in my view. PCs
are
more for gaming.
Yeah, I think that's why I favor it because, again, I play Final Fantasy, which is something. Well, there's a Final Fantasy tie-in for Daniel in a moment.
Oh, yeah. Brian, get ready to hit the sad music, sir.
Yeah. But
sad.
Yeah. Not yet. But we'll tell you when.
Yeah. It's a big thing for me. So I play on my PC.
What about Star Wars Battlefront?
No. Final Fantasy.
Oh, okay. Oh, but we're going
to
talk about
both things. Daniel's got two gaming things to talk
about.
Yeah. But yeah, I play. I use my PC for gaming. It runs really well.
Yeah.
And I think it's obviously fine. That's a lot more price than I would think, because I'm not a big fan of. The one thing I will say, this is not Windows or Mac specific.
Right.
I'm not a big fan of this whole switch my laptop into tablet thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just me getting old.
Yeah, I don't
old.
Like that.
Maybe I'm really just getting
strange
old.
Strange reason. Maybe we are
but
just getting old.
But that's just one of these little things that I'm not. Uh-huh. Like, I'm cool with the phablets. I'm cool with the big phones. Right. I get it. I'm cool with tablets. I'm cool with a lot of stuff. That's one of them. I'm still kind of
taking it out, ripping it off the
hand.
Yeah,
I think
like,
also
hey,
because like it's the idea at the end of the day, I'd still be carrying my laptop around. And growing up in Queens, my idea is never carry your laptop around.
Yeah.
So like in my head, regardless if it turns into a cute little tablet, I'm not going to be carrying around my laptop.
I feel like I would break it. Like,
you know what? That's the most honest thing ever. That's so honest.
I feel like I'd be the kid that's like, what does this do?
And then it just...
Well then.
And maybe you're just clumsy and it falls and then it's a wrap.
Yeah, Windows 2 favorite gaming and of course, on gaming.
Yeah.
I think.
But for me, I feel like you should just stick with the Mac if you're trying to do editing and all that stuff.
Yeah. Actually, I agree with that. I will give you that.
Thank you. All right. Now, on to gaming. First, let's play the sad music first because, ladies and gentlemen, a little game came out. Star Wars Battlefront, brought to you by EA. And EA, you done screwed it up, EA.
You done goofed.
The consequences will never be the same. So, Daniel, please elaborate on why EA done goofed.
I will never buy this game.
Oh, man, a lot of people did.
And they did. And the game sounds fun. To them, I don't... But there's only four maps. And there's $50 DLC.
Only four? And $50 DLC? Right,
so and I'm not paying for an incomplete game again, EA!
Alright, here's the problem with Star Wars Battlefront, okay? I feel like...
Do you want to cut the music or do you want to keep
going? No. This is good. We need this music.
Go for it.
I feel like Star Wars Battlefront has been... What's a perfect word for this? It lied to me, basically. Playing the beta, it was fun and it was awesome. Mm-hmm. But then when picking up the game, it's a grind fest again. A grind fest to get the cool stuff. But in the beta, it was fair, okay? And the thing is, if you spend $10 and you get the deluxe edition, you get Han Solo's pistol. A pistol that takes 2 shots for you to die. 2!
And on top of that, you know, the $10 thing, as Daniel alluded to, $50 DLC.
Yeah.
I'll say that again. $50 DLC, and the game's retail value was what, $60?
Of course! Screw you, EA!
And EA, why do you hurt us so bad? Why are you gaming companies? What do you want from us? We already give you our money!
And it's terrible.
And it's so boring.
Wasn't EA's thing, like, it's in the game? Yeah. Apparently now their new slogan should be "It's in the DLC" because
it's in the game, but you got to pay for that part of the game, like, which is considered DLC.
I'm sorely disappointed. I'm not even messing with making jokes with the music right now. I'm really disappointed at that.
Why? Like, I just want. Why can't you treat us like Nintendo?
Why can't you treat us like Nintendo?
You know what? At least
now we're making relationship analogies.
At least they put content in their, like...
Nintendo gives us this. Why can't you do that, EA?
At least they put content in their games,
if their DLC is, it's fairly priced, and it makes us happy.
Meanwhile, Nintendo mentions that in February they're releasing the old versions of the Pokemon games.
Okay, that kind of gets me upset, too. Okay, you can cut off. Yeah,
you can cut the sad music.
You can cut the sad music off. Thank you, Brian. But I'll tell you why that kind of makes me upset, because I was thinking of like remastered Pokemon X, Pokemon Y, like they did with Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was like gonna be that. It was gonna be a whole new world for you to explore, but it's just the same game, and I'm just like,
I'm okay with it though, because look, it's the 25th. It's the 25th anniversary.
We already have
20th anniversary. 20th anniversary.
Yeah.
20th anniversary. And, like, nostalgia-wise, I'm okay with dropping a few dollars to play Yellow again.
True.
I am okay with it.
I like Yellow.
I am.
I respect
that. Like, in terms of being a little bit underwhelmed?
Yeah.
Totally. Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I understand. But for me, I as a nostalgia... Like, a lot of Pokemon fans, too, the audience, the hardcore ones, are nostalgia dorks.
That is very true.
When you drop something like... You drop a remake, we all go crazy like Headless Chickens. And I admit to being that person myself. So I know that this is really smart marketing.
They're very smart.
And they're going to make a lot of money. And I love it.
They're so going to make so much money.
Pokemon Yellow coming back. I mean, also they're making it possible for you to trade through 3DS capability.
That is true.
And battle through. So you're gonna have people here our age, dude, walking around with 3DSs battling in Pokemon Yellow and Blue and Red.
Well, like, I want to see in high schools. These kids just have a Pokemon battle, and they're just there's a crowd of people.
The one thing I hope is that they do not fix the glitches from Yellow, because the glitches in Yellow were so bad that I loved them to death. Where you could trigger a Mew, you could do, like, of course, the legendary missing number, missing no. I really hope they don't fix that glitch. Like, I want it to be realistic enough that I can trigger the glitches again.
Oh gosh.
But I don't know, man. But I just feel like a little part of me just wanted to see like the whole 3D world.
Well, for you, I mean, they did release a new Zygarde, and they did release, there's like rumors that there will be a Pokemon Z, which will be like the crystal to gold and silver, the platinum to diamond and pearl, that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. Because I really want to hurry this up, but because I still want to announce this. Do your thing, man. Because
game changer.
Ladies and gentlemen. A new challenger has entered the arena, and his name is Cloud Strife.
Oh,
man, dude. I was almost hopefully expecting the John Cena joke. There. You set up the John Cena joke and then didn't go through with it.
I know, I didn't go through with it, because it's Cloud Strife in Smash Brothers.
Wow, really?
Yes.
Actually, so all jokes aside, yes.
When was this?
This week.
This last Thursday when we were doing our show.
Yeah.
Wow.
And there's a video out on YouTube.
No.
And,
you know,
we can watch it right after the show.
Okay.
And just literally a new challenger appears. It's Cloud Strife. And so as a admitted huge Final Fantasy dork, that's really cool.
That's huge.
That's Final Fantasy VII.
That is huge. It's the Amiibo because
they're remaking 7.
Yeah, they're remaking 7, yes.
Absolutely. I know that already.
I think that's part of it.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But apparently, I think Sakurai's brother was the voice of Cloud on Kingdom Hearts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think that's why he got in. I don't know.
Okay, I'm not even asking why.
I have a question. So the Amiibo is going to be coming out as well?
I don't know if they never announced an Amiibo for Cloud.
No, there was no Amiibo announced. But it might be, but maybe. There was.
Hey, you want good marketing, people?
If there's an
come up with an Amiibo,
I would buy a Cloud. I would, you know, the problem is, I would buy a Cloud Amiibo to have the figure and not for any other utility.
Exactly, I figured that's that'll be the reason why. I figure, hey, if you came out with a darn Yoshi Yarn Amiibo, you have every right to come out with a Cloud Amiibo.
That's what I mean. Like, I would buy it just for the sake of having the figurine.
Within a heartbeat, I'd be like, what's an
Amiibo? I'll just buy the figurine. I know what Amiibo is, of course, but like,
I know you do.
Yeah, and plus, I'm so excited because this is the first time a real, like, he was never on a Nintendo console before this.
Right. It's completely new. It's out of left field.
Exactly.
Which means now that the Smash Ballot's up, anything is possible. Any challenger can come in. This is like more of a video game Hall of Fame than an actual.
Who else would you want to be in Super Smash Brothers?
Okay.
That has never been on and is probably like an exclusive to PlayStation or Xbox.
Master Chief.
What about you, Satish?
John Cena.
I wasn't gonna do John Cena.
But
No, I would actually.
Name is John Cena.
No. No, but like all jokes aside,
yo, you know that's a mod on Fallout now.
What?
That's a mod now.
There's a John Cena mod.
Dude.
Oh my god,
there's a mod, dude. Shout to Fallout 4 mods. No, but no. Mods.
Like, could you just imagine this? Like, everything's getting ready. You've got Captain Falcon. You have Cloud getting ready. Then John activates his ultimate, and it's a triple attitude adjustment off the side of the stage.
That would be wild. Like, yo, if Nintendo allows, like, modding for Smash Brothers, I could.
John would do it. John would just triple attitude adjust with them off the stage.
No, overcome the odds completely.
He's just like, if you get him all in a line, John Cena does his two shoulder tackles, and then all of a sudden just picks up all the characters who are in his way and just goes, AA off the stage.
I honestly, for those of you who watch wrestling, the idea of John doing his like shoulder tackles on the stage would be kind of hilarious.
That is funny. That is funny.
There's a Fallout 4 mod with John Cena.
Yes.
What does it do exactly?
So basically, think of it like, I think it's like a voice gun, right?
Okay.
And what I saw was it shot out teddy bears,
uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden I hear, and his name is John Cena, and I'm like, and that literally
kills people. I love your modding community. I think my favorite mods are probably still in Skyrim and Team Fortress 2.
Nah, but this one is up there, man.
That's special.
This one is up
and
there.
And you know why it's special?
Why is that?
It's been like a week.
It has been that's why it's special. Since Fallout 4. And they came out with a John Cena mod, okay?
It shows you our priorities.
This goes out to all gaming developers out there. Make stuff for your modding community, okay? Because they come out with gold, okay? So Smash Brothers, open it up for PC and modding community, okay? Halo, same thing for you, all right? Do it. Do it now. I'm Giovanni Anglin, and I approve this message. Sponsored by Poland Spring Water.
So this is going to be amazing. All right. Well, I guess it's that time again. We hear the music hit.
Yeah, man.
You sound so sad, like you didn't know it was
because
coming.
Next week, it's Thanksgiving.
Right, so we won't
happy
be here for 2 weeks.
Happy Thanksgiving, people.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy and Thanksgiving. If you watch Survivor Series, good luck to you.
Yeah, try to enjoy that, too. Try to enjoy the coming of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, try to enjoy. Is it Undertaker's last match? Or not?
No, probably WrestleMania.
Probably WrestleMania.
Fair enough.
So we'll versus John Cena.
But,
No!
Yes.
No. On a happier note, enjoy your Thanksgiving, ladies and gentlemen.
I love turkey.
I do too. I'm with you on that. Are we good
like
on that?
I like stuffing better.
You good on that, Daniel?
Yes.
All right. Well, take care, everyone.
Enjoying turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving. Stay away from Black Friday and always do Cyber Mondays. Peace.
Word.
Don't get run over. Girl, you got me thirsty for another.
Hey, it's Chachi from NYC, repping Long Island. You guys are listening to YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. Holla back.